Come on, let's get these flabby banks in shape.
We're going to require banking institutions to go through a carefully designed, comprehensive stress test. This borrows the medical term.
And one, and two, and up, and two.
Stress tests and workout videos. The financial sector's new coach lays out his new game plan. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner goes to Capitol Hill, and the markets tank. We're going to be borrowing more than medical terms.
And rest. That's enough. Inhale. Blow it out.
Geithner talking trillions on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI.
Good morning on this Wednesday on The Takeaway. I am John Hockenberry. Mark Garrison is with me here in the studio. We've got an election campaign in Israel. We've got extraordinary rendition, a new look, and all the headlines. Let's begin. Behind closed doors, that's where lawmakers met late into the night to hammer out a final copy of the economic stimulus bill. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says it won't take too long to merge the different versions from the House and Senate.
The Speaker and I think we can get a lot of the work done in the first 24 hours. Now, there can be a few things can stall things for a long time, but I think we can get through most of it in the next 24 hours.
T-minus 24 hours. White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel is involved in the negotiation talks. The Obama administration made some concessions yesterday, removing $40 billion in aid to state governments from the bill. President Obama said last night on ABC News Nightline that it may take a little while for his new financial recovery plan to kick in.
Ultimately, what happens is going to depend on how the markets respond over the long term, not today or the next day, but a month from now or 2 months from now.
Wall Street fell steeply yesterday following Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner's unveiling of the revamped bailout program. Most world markets followed suit this morning. Meanwhile, the House will hear testimony today from executives of the banks that received money from the TARP bailout last fall. They're expected to say cash infusions helped them to make more loans. Mark Garrison, what am I missing?
Thank you, John. Overseas, Taliban fighters attacked several government buildings in Kabul earlier today. At least 25 people have died and dozens more wounded. The attacks come just ahead of a visit from Richard Holbrooke, the new American envoy to the region. The outcome in Israel's general election remains uncertain. Both Foreign Minister Zipi Livni and former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are claiming victory. They now begin the process of persuading other parties to join them in a coalition. A tornado watch remains in effect in parts of Oklahoma and Texas. At least 8 people are dead after one twister tore through a southern Oklahoma town last night. It's unusual to have a tornado this early in the year. They generally occur in the spring and summer in the U.S. Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe has sworn in his longtime rival Morgan Tsvangirai as the country's prime minister. It's part of a new unity government. This comes after months of negotiations for elections that were nearly a year ago.
John. Thank you, Mark. And as we mentioned, the markets tanked yesterday. The Dow actually fell more than 4% to close at 78.89. The S&P was down almost 5%. It begins trading this morning at 8:27. So are you noticing any stimulus in your neck of the woods? Does your town need a new hospital, a new industry, a new bridge, more bridges? Does your family need health insurance? Tell us where you live and what you need. The story of stimulus where you live. 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org.
The Takeaway is made possible by Liberty Mutual's Responsibility Project, encouraging discussion about what it means to do the right thing. ResponsibilityProject.com.
The Takeaway is supported by the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, advancing journalistic excellence in the digital age. More information about the Foundation's digital initiatives at knightfoundation.org. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation to enhance public understanding of science and technology in the modern world.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. It's Wednesday, February 11th, and Timothy Geithner, the Treasury Secretary, had an unveiling yesterday. He went up to Capitol Hill and laid out, at least if you did the numbers, $2.5 trillion worth of a financial bailout plan, the new plan to replace the last plan by his predecessor, Henry Paulson. The markets reacted badly, and the Senate also passed the Senate's version of the stimulus package, which now is going to be reconciled with the House bill. all that economic information was not received terribly positively by the markets. The markets were down, at least on Wall Street, 4 and 5%. If you're talking about the Dow and the S&P 500. We don't want market reaction. We want a reaction from at least one voice who's very familiar to our listeners. Peter Morici joins us from the University of Maryland. He's a business and economics professor who has already declared that the economic downturn constitutes a depression. Peter Morici, thanks for joining us.
Nice to be with you.
And from a distressed municipality, according to the federal government, is Mayor John Fetterman. He's mayor of Braddock, Pennsylvania, which is probably experiencing much more severe than a depression. If you look at the statistics over the last couple of years in Braddock, Pennsylvania, just outside of Pittsburgh. John Fetterman, mayor of Braddock, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
You know, one thing I want to mention at the outset, apparently you're awaiting your own personal stimulus package. Your wife is about to have a baby. Is that right, John?
Yes. Last evening was stimulating because she had some contractions and we weren't sure there. But so far, no delivery, but promise of aid forthcoming shortly.
All right. Well, the welcome wagon will have a basket for you. And if the federal government was going to deliver something of concrete value to a city like Braddock, Pennsylvania, where unemployment is way up. It's been in double digits for years, right?
Oh yeah, no, many multiples above the standard unemployment rate, Braddock, we're not suffering more as a result of this per se. We've suffered over the last 30 to 40 years dramatically, and I think Braddock is useful as an example in this particular climate for two reasons. One, as a cautionary tale of what can happen if a region or a community is allowed to fail, quote unquote, but also the benefit that could be bestowed on a community through the stimulus and bailout package.
All right. Peter Morici, Timothy Geithner yesterday on Capitol Hill suggested that $2.5 trillion is all that it would take to get both the public and private sector working together to buy up toxic assets and also to re-stimulate the lending in the economy. How would that work exactly based on what you heard yesterday?
Well, if anything, we don't really know how it will work. I mean, yesterday we got a very vague program, frankly, I don't think that this program will come to fruition. I think it's going to be dramatically changed because it's wholly inadequate. You know, President Obama says economists are in agreement that we need a stimulus package. Well, if you read the Economist reaction in the Wall Street Journal this morning, we seem to have professional consensus that this is a dog.
Well, let's talk specifics, though, because, the blunt reaction of the markets yesterday was very, very negative, and a lot of people were using all kinds of, sarcastic remarks. Let's talk about it. Let me give you one.
Okay.
Geithner said yesterday $500 billion or so would be used from the federal treasury, from the rest of the TARP, or wherever he's going to get it, to start a private-public lending facility that's going to bypass the banks and go directly to small businesses and consumers. How would that work?
Well, essentially, it would permit banks and other institutions to bundle loans that they make into bonds and sell them to the Fed, and the Fed would hold them and sell them to private investors. That's what it's been doing already with auto debt and consumer debt, and that can continue and be expanded. That's not where the problem area is. The problem area, or the greatest problem area, because that wasn't specifically sorted out, is sweeping the bad assets off the banks of the books of the banks. Paulson ran into trouble buying the bad bonds because he couldn't put a value on them. And now Geithner's saying he's going to establish some sort of private-public fund to do the same thing using private entities, which is the same problem Paulson had. He's not stepping up to the plate and creating a bad bank and just taking them off their books at their mark-to-market value, making Wall Street unhappy.
So Mayor Fetterman of Braddock, Pennsylvania, if the Feds were actually going to make a bad bank, maybe the place to locate it would be in your town, Braddock.
We don't have a bank in our town, and it used to really get under our skin for a while. But now with everything going on, maybe that's a blessing in disguise. But I want to get back to this whole point. I'm old enough to remember when There was national outrage when the Pentagon paid $600 for a toilet seat and $400 for a hammer, and there's no perspective anymore. It's like, you know, you yourself said, well, wherever they come up with that $500 billion, and it's like, $1 billion, what does that mean anymore? All these things are coming out of this weird star chamber kind of atmosphere where, you know, AIG gets $70 billion over the weekend, but we don't mention that, and that doesn't include in the, that's not included in the TARP amount.
Well, Mayor, let's
no transparency here.
Can I address that?
Sure, go ahead.
Can I address that? There are $11 trillion in outstanding mortgages in the United States. There are many more trillion dollars of outstanding auto loans and credit card debt and all that. The markets are facing a prospect of the banks losing about $2 trillion. So it's going to take at least $500 billion to remove the questionable mortgages from the books of the banks. We did that during the savings and loan crisis. You might not feel it's just and proper, and it isn't really just, but
no,
it's necessary or you won't have a bank in your neighborhood
that can
make a loan.
All right, well, hold on, both of you. Listen to this then and see if this mechanically begins to address what both of you are talking about here. Here's Timothy Geithner talking about small businesses benefiting from his new program.
Because small businesses are so important to our economy, we're going to take some additional steps to make it easier for them to get credit from community banks and from large banks. By increasing the federally guaranteed portion of Small Business Association Administration loans, and by giving more power to the SBA to expedite loan approvals, we believe we can turn around the dramatic decline in SBA lending we've seen in recent months.
Peter Morici, is someone trying to get a loan in Mayor Fetterman's town, Braddock, Pennsylvania, likely to get a different response based on this remark from Timothy Geithner and the program being implemented?
With all due respect, I'm more qualified to answer that.
Okay.
We couldn't get loans before the bailout or the meltdown. So that's not really going to change. And just being talked down to, like, I mean, I do have an MBA, and I did have a master's in public policy. I understand that there's a lot of bad assets out there, but I'm less concerned with what the investment banks and these folks think right now in terms of what we think we should do when they're the ones that got us into this mess.
I don't want to go easy on those guys, Mayor. I don't want to go easy on those guys. I'm all in favor of sweeping the loans off and sweeping. This guy hasn't been on the radio with me before, has he? And sweeping the executives out with him. I want to clean up Citibank. What I want to do is take the bad assets off their books, throw them in the East River along with Vikram and his officers, and get small town bankers in there.
All right, so
Citibank shouldn't exist anymore. It's like, how will we ever know who won the Super Bowl?
All right, guys, both of you, hold on 1 second. Mayor Fetterman and Peter Morici, I mean, those bankers, including Mr. Vikram Pandit of Citigroup, they're all going to be on Capitol Hill talking about their bonuses and some of their decisions they've made over the last 18 months. What do you want to hear from those bankers with your Harvard MBA, John Fetterman?
Well, I don't want to hear anything from them. It's like I'm not interested in what they have to say anymore. I don't, you know, having them flogged, you know, and by the same people that helped contribute to the crisis, you know, on the public policy side, it offers little comfort. You know, so the fact that they feel like they still have a place at the table and that they're still lobbying and they're still advertising. I mean, last fall during the election, Citigroup commercials ran nonstop. How it's the city that never sleeps. Meanwhile, they were imploding. So,
all right, Mayor, let me get a comment from Peter Morici.
Well, like it or not, they're in their jobs, and we have to work with them. People in his town would be able to get loans more easily under this program, and I expect that to happen. I expect there to be more SBA loans, and I expect his banks to have more money to lend. I expect that aspect of the program to work more effectively. What I don't expect is for the big banks to get stabilized. And unfortunately for you, the big banks, the big, say, 10 New York banks, have more than half the deposits in the country. And therefore, we're going to have to figure out a way to salvage them, or their depositors are going to be very disappointed. The FDIC can't cover it all. We're going to have to save those banks, even if we cashier out the guys that took the big bonuses.
All right. Mayor of Braddock, Pennsylvania, John Fetterman, thank you so much, and good luck. Maybe you'll get a baby by this time tomorrow. And Peter Morici, University of Maryland Business and Economics Professor, thank you for joining us. We'll all be paying attention, as the markets will, as bankers face Congress on Capitol Hill. Will there be a confident message? We'll find out.
You can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MYTAKE.
869-8253.